So my story happens in near the end of 1995, and I had just flown from LAX, out to Washington National, so Reagan National. So I had graduated Marine Corps boot camp, and I was going to my first, not duty station, but I was going to my MOS school. And I was going to be there for 4 months. I didn't know it at the time, but the guys who I was there with, I didn't know any of them. We just happened to be going to school together. So this one night after we were actually waiting for our class to start, and so we're called precepts, and we were waiting for our class to start, and we decide after a day of hard work, because if you're a precept, what you do is you go around the whole base and you mow the lawn, you, dig ditches, you do all kinds of other stuff besides go to school. Not a whole bunch of fun stuff. But end of the day, we're like, hey, let's go see a movie. So we drive, and I'm at Quantico at this point. So we drive into to Potomac Mills, and all right. So we go see this movie, and it's cold. It's cold outside. It's November, October, November, something, around there. And so I have this huge coat on, and so we stop at Burger King first. We fill the coat with all the burgers and everything else, go into this movie theater, because even back then, nobody wanted to pay for movie food, right? So I got Burger King. I'm warm and toasty inside this coat. And go see the movie. And the guys who I'm with, they all are, one of them's from Texas, and he's got like a $250 Stetson hat on. And the other guy, I don't know where he's from, but he's the one who's got the car. So we decide that I'm the designated driver because I'm the one who doesn't drink. So I'm the designated driver. It's a stick. I know how to drive a stick, so I'm the only other one in the group who knows how to drive a stick. So, and I learned at the end of the night that I drove it better than he did. It was his car, an old Toyota Celica, and it's a horrible car. Anyway, so we're done with the movie. We leave the movie, and in the parking lot, on the way back to the car to go back to base, they meet a couple girls who are also coming out of the movie theater. They're like, hey, you want to hang out with us? They're like, sure. It's like, okay. So it was me and three other guys and two girls pile into his little tiny Toyota Celica. And at this point, it's probably, 10:30 at night. And we go out, drive around, like, where are we going to go? Where do you guys want to go? We don't have any GPS. We don't have any, none of that. No cell phones, nothing like that. So, I don't know my way around. A couple of the girls know their way around. So, let's go here. I don't remember where we were. So I'm driving all over the place. I'm driving, we must have driven, 50 to 70 miles that night and went all these different places. And I'm completely sober. They're completely drunk. And there were times when, we dropped a couple of them off in different places, so I have to go back and pick them up later. But we drove up to the top of a hill. There's an overlook looking. I don't remember, what it was overlooking. But but it was nice. Anyway, I stayed in the car. Two of them get out of the car, and they go off and do their thing. And I'm sitting in the car listening to music, doing whatever. And so they come back, we go back and pick up everybody else from wherever they went. We get back in, we're driving back to base, and I'm sitting in the front. We've got two people in the seat next to me, in the passenger seat in the front, and the rest are all in the back. The guy with the Stetson is in the front. One of the girls is in the back, and she can't hold her liquor anymore. So, and you can hear it coming. But it's okay. It's not my car. It's not my hat. It's my clothes, though. I was wearing my clothes. So, lots and lots of very warm beer all over his hat, all over my clothes, all over this other guy's car. And so we pull over, clean it up as best we can. We get back, and by now the sun's coming up. And it's not a weekend. So, yeah, it's the middle of the week. This, none of this was planned except for the movie at the beginning with Burger King. We drive back on, well, drop the girls off back at the parking lot at the at Potomac Mills. Get back to base with just enough time to throw our clothes off, clean up a little bit, put our uniforms back on, get out at 6:30 in the 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning for formation to march back and hopefully not fall over and pass out on the way back to where we had to be the next morning to do all sorts of other hard work the next day. And that's my story.